Look, the exporters, Matt, are all very experienced, and they know there's going to be periods throughout the year where there's going to be surpluses. They know there's going to be shortages, and so they're very innovative, and they'll just fill the orders. They'll make sure that they meet the import orders that they've got.
And so where are the cattle coming from to fill boats?
Look, traditionally, a good proportion of our livestock will come in from Queensland, and of course there's other export ports in Western Australia that will send livestock up to Indonesia, but most of them come from here, of course, and to a lesser degree Townsville, but the vast majority of livestock come from Queensland, or a good 50% anyway.
Right. So we're seeing lots of Queensland cattle cross the border and up through Darwin.
That's right, yes, and that's always been the case. That's,
yep.
Traditionally, the short-haul voyages out of Darwin are the most economical way for exporters to get their cattle up to their clients.
The record prices that we hear about, has that brought cattle out of the woodworks?
Yes, absolutely. I imagine it has. You must appreciate that there's a lot of cattle being stored in and around Darwin on the floodplain blocks and other finishing properties. Those cattle are still on the do. Those cattle, floodplain owners are telling me that they'd like a storm on the floodplain to just finish the cattle off, rip
yeah.
pile some weight on. But yeah, of course, it's good money. There's still plenty of room for improvement, of course, and it will pull a few cattle out of the nooks and crannies.
What's your summary of the condition of the cattle that are being exported at the moment?
Look, the cattle can't go unless they're in very good order. Let's not have any illusions there. Certainly, everyone's aware that it's very dry times in Queensland, has been for a prolonged period, and our wet last year didn't extend very far into this season. So cattle are traditionally lighter in condition, but those cattle are being purchased and held a lot longer and being fed before they go on their voyage.
Yeah, I'm hearing it's a good time to be in the hay business.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Matt, never fails to amaze me. I'm staggered at the amount of hay that's produced, and we always seem to run out, so
yeah,
plenty of room.
So about a month and a half left in this quarter, and I understand the permits are really use it or lose it, and there will be no dispensation. Is that correct? What's the story?
Yeah, that's about right, Matt, absolutely. So at the end of the year, the quota that the Indonesians have provided to us, they must be Indonesia by the end of the year, being the 31st or New Year's Eve. So all cattle that are leaving Australia need to be gone by basically Christmas Day at the latest. We would expect that there'll be a lot of activity during December as exporters rally to fill the quotas that they've got.
And depending on the wet?
That's always a determining factor, absolutely, Matt. But as I say, most of the cattle that have been stored up here will have contingencies for the wet season, whether that's yards built on roads or permits to truck livestock out. I don't see that as being an issue.
And just finally, Andy Gray, congratulations on being the new chair of the NT Livestock Exporters Association. What's your take on how the industry's going?
Well, firstly, thanks, Matt. I was asked to put my hand up for this position a couple of months ago, and I thought long and hard about it and spoke to a couple of the my peers in the industry. And look, it's a very healthy organisation. I'm very very happy to be involved. I take over and try to fill some big shoes in Kevin Mulvale. He's done an outstanding job as the executive. Look, the industry's in tremendous shape, but we dare not be complacent, and we must maintain the very high standards that have been put in place so that we protect our markets.
Really appreciate your time on the Country Hour today.
Thanks, Matt.